All right, so Mercury isn't open today. So I wasn't able to verify coverage with them since I weren't able to pull up the policy. Do you happen to have the producer code and plan letter of the policy?
The producer code and plan letter. Where would I find that?
It should be somewhere on the insurance paper in the area probably of the policy.
Mean, give me a second. Because I have their app with my policy on it. So let's see. So if I do find it, do I need to send it to you via email or something like that?
No, you can just read me off of the, you can just read me it on the producer code and plan letter.
The producer code and plan letter. This is crazy. Policy documents. Just showing me the insurance bills. Okay, here we go. You said the cover letter and the notice of information practices, or
Oh no, I said producer code
we
and
have the
plan.
what is the producer, like what document is the producer code on? Because I have the ID cards, I have the cover letter. Let me just press auto insurance policy here. So maybe this will be it.
My honestly.
Okay. Policy. Okay, producer code. Okay, what? Westcom Credit Union. All I'm seeing is policy number. Let me see. Maybe it's on another document. Yeah, what document are these numbers on specifically? Do you know?
Honestly wouldn't know. With the insurance that I have, I usually is on the it's usually is I have a paper, but it's usually is on the paper by the policy number. They usually put it there, the producer code and plan letter.
No, I'm saying I have the app and it has all documents on the app, so I'm not necessarily missing any paperwork. It's just a matter of
Yes,
what
I
you're
would.
looking for. So let me see. It's probably on the cover letter, but it doesn't sound like you have that information. So hold on one second.
Can I just find it?
All right, I have policy number, VIN number. This makes no s So why exactly wouldn't you guys have my information? Is there a reason why that is? Like, is it something I'm missing here or?
Sometimes it's usually because the customer doesn't have roadside assistance, it don't pull up. And usually what we would do is we would call Mercury and get them to try to verify coverage on why it's not pulling up, and they would say rather or not you have roadside assistance. But like I said, the off their offices aren't open today, so I wasn't able to verify coverage. So and it's still not pulling up, so. And then without the producer code and plan letter, it's going to prompt me to tell you to have you to pay out of pocket, and you can get with your insurance company on a reimbursement consideration, following that you are covered for roadside assistance.
Yeah, no, we're not doing all that. So, auto policy and provision, is that where? Hold on, give me a second. Let me see if I can find this information we need. Wait, so even if I find this producer code, basically I'm still paying out of pocket for reimbursement?
You may or may not.
Okay. Port notice. This is a good driver. Should be on the policy, auto insurance policy, okay. So under coverages, bodily, roadside assistance would be under coverage, right?
It should be. No, you talk about, like, what do you mean?
Like, where would I be able to determine if I actually, I should, I have roadside assistance. It's available for me, but.
It should be a separate document showing that. I'm not sure, but like I said, with the insurance that I have, I have a separate document showing that I have roadside assistance. But I'm honestly not sure with Mercury.
Okay, I don't think that's going to help me. Yeah, whatever this specific thing you're looking for, it's not showing up on my insurance. It's not showing up anywhere on my documents. I just have the policy number as well as the serial number. Well, the VIN number. All the information you asked for. That's all I have. Basically, you guys are you guys like a third party? Is that why?
Correct as well. Mm-hmm.
You guys are only correlated to the roadside assistance thing.
Well, we are roadside assistance. We just partner with insurance companies to provide roadside assistance to their insured customers.
Okay. Okay, so we would pop up in your system if we had roadside assistance.
Correct. But like I said, sometimes it doesn't pop up. And that's why I said we'll call and verify coverage. Sometimes it just doesn't pop up, and then we'll just override it for, like, when we get verified coverage and it still doesn't pop up, we just override the system, and then we'll get the service for the customer. But sometimes they don't be covered and they don't know it, and they'll have to pay out of pocket for the service.
Okay, well, I mean, what type of numbers are we talking here with the out of pocket?
I honestly wouldn't be able to say. It would depend on the providers. And honestly, just depends on the type of service that you would want to have done, rather that's a tow, tire change, jump start, or anything like that. Usually with tows, they charge per mile. The rate or what they charge per mile, I wouldn't be able to say. That would be left up to the provider.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the next step is for that. So, but for this, because I can't find that information that you're looking for. So, I guess this is where the road ends, my friend. I don't know. Is there a next step from here, or will we?
You could still get the service, and like I said, you could you'll have to pay for it out of pocket, and get with your insurance company on a reimbursement consideration. Following that, you do have roadside assistance.
Okay, well, let's just do this. I'll call back if there's I'll check on my options on this end, and if there's no other option, then I'll call you guys back.
All right, so I just notated on the ticket that you'll give a call back if you'd like to continue with the service. I just notate that on the ticket. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it, man. I appreciate it, though.
All right, thank you for calling, and you have a nice day. Bye-bye.